Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to today's ELAC Leadership Team call taking place on Monday, 21st of March 2016 at 100 UTC. On today's call, we have Ellen Greenberg, Tijani Banjema, Sandra Hofferichter, Holly Rage, Maureen Hilliard, Cheryl Langdonor, and Olivier Crepon-Leblanc. We have apologies from Julie Hammer and Leon Sanchez. From staff, we have Heidi Olry, Sylvia Vivanco, Gizmo Gruber, and myself, Lucian Notlar. Finally, I would like to remind everyone to state their names while speaking for transcript purposes. Hand over to you, Ellen. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We have a pretty packed agenda today, and you'll note there is an item at the end that will be in camera for staff ALAC, ALT liaisons to ICANN groups and staff only. And if we could start on the first substantive item, and that is on ALAC policy development activities. If you, I presume, is Ariel on the line? I don't see
Hi,
her.
Hi, Ellen. No, she is not. She is all not right. Still on vacation. Much deserved.
And will someone else be taking this?
She has updated the agenda. So if you would like, I can go ahead and read what she has done.
Well, I guess let's first of all get an update on the items in progress. We have a number of them that are in theory in progress, but we haven't seen a lot, at least I hadn't seen a lot of action last time I looked, and I haven't looked today. If we could have a first item, the white paper is listed as a policy issue, but we're addressing that later on in the agenda. Tijani, can you give us a quick status update on the geographic regions? There's still some significant time on that, but I think we need to be moving if we're not already.
Alan?
Yes.
This is Heidi. Sorry, couldn't get my hand up quickly enough. Just on the fiscal year 17 request public comment, is ALAC going to be submitting a request aside from the white paper? Because there are some issues to be noted in there.
Sorry, I misread that. It's not only our white paper. It is the public comment as well. And is someone assigned to that? Olivier's name is there. Is that his name with regard to the general comment or with regard to only the white paper?
If I may,
please go ahead.
Again. And yes, and in the past, Tijani has prepared that statement. And I would think that he would be wishing to do that again. But.
I'd like to hear Tijani say that in that case. Tijani, are you with us? Tijani is in the Adobe Connect room. Is he actually on the line?
This is Alan. This is Heidi. Alan, we are just checking on that.
Thank you.
Yesham, do you have any updates on that?
Yes, Heidi, this is Ishin speaking. He was just muted, and he was unmuted by Adigo currently, so...
But I guess he's muted right now, one more time.
He just needs to unmute himself. Let me quickly check it with Adigo. Just one second, please.
Maybe he could just type yes in the room.
If Tijani is alive and can hear us, can he indicate it by any method possible?
Green tea.
Smoke signals, Adobe Connect.
There was a knock
it's
under my table.
Actually, but
hopefully he's not the spirit form, Olivia. That's a bit of a worry.
Let's go on to the next item. We'll come back to that one. The next item is also Tijani's.
Do you hear me?
Yes, we hear you, Tijani.
Where
is he? He is with us.
Thank you very much. Thank you. It was two things. First of all, the phone was cut, so I was dropped. And then the connection made the Adobe Connect unusable. So that was the reason why I couldn't hear you and you couldn't hear me. At the beginning, I hear you when you started the meeting, so I will tell you something about the geographic regions.
All right, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. We received several contributions from our members. They are diverse. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you. It was two things. First of all, the phone was cut.
Oh dear, we have
Please
a loop again.
Connection
before.
The Adobe Connect unusable. So that was the reason why I couldn't hear you and you couldn't hear
we
me.
We know this is going to
Yeah, Yashin, this has happened before with Tijani. He goes into a loop.
You started the meeting, so I need to tell you something about
it's this. It's not him going into the loop. It's Adobe Connect or something.
Yes, thank you.
He has to absolutely disconnect him and reconnect.
He has. We just have to stop his voice.
Yes. Talk about in a loop.
All right. Well, at least we stopped it before it went four times. Last time it took us about four times to realize what the problem was.
Just that.
All right. This item is clearly going to take more than 10 minutes. Let us go on to the new items. We have the draft framework on principles for cross-community working groups. We have two members on this committee on that working group. We have me, who never did any work on it, and Cheryl, who did a lot of work on it. Cheryl, do you have any words of wisdom as to if we need to say something? Clearly, you can't be the sole person telling us, but what's your thoughts on what is in this draft document?
I think we should put a warm and fuzzy supportive paragraph together that also notes the additional experiences of the recent CWG and CCWG, which are in principle in keeping with our recommendations from the work group.
All right. Has anyone else read the actual document other than Cheryl, who is one of the group authors? Olivier, could I ask you to review the document, and I will also review the document as people who have had significant experience in both working groups and cross-community working groups, and register an opinion?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, thank you. That's an assigned action item for Olivier and me. The deadline is the 2nd of April. That is very soon, so we don't have much time on that.
Let me know when you've got the draft put together, and I'll have a quick look at it.
Understood. The charter amendments on the GNSO GTLD, Olivia, I asked you to look at that. I also looked at it. It's basically allowing a new class of associations of GTLD registries and making other assorted changes that go along with it, including their voting scheme. I don't see any need for us to comment. Olivier, do you have any reason that we should be commenting?
Yeah, thanks very much, Alan. Olivier Capanabon speaking. And indeed, it's an internal thing. I don't think we need to comment on it. It's primarily due to the fact they've got so many new registries now rather than the ones, you know, the sort of legacy few that they had before. So they did need to have some amendments. No need to comment. Thanks.
Thank you. The next one is the launch of registration authentication platform for the .moi, which is an Amazon TLD. I have read those documents, and I, for the life of me, cannot figure out what they are talking about. There seems it's an internal Amazon TLD. I suspect to be used by Amazon vendors, but I can't actually find that being said anywhere. Does anyone have any knowledge of exactly what this is?
No.
Seeing no hands, is there anyone who would like to dive into the documentation and try to figure out just what it is? Seeing no volunteers, hearing no volunteers. Holly, you have your hand up.
Can I wade through it? Is it okay? This is Holly Raish, by the way. Is it okay at the end if I say, I don't understand either?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you could lie to us or you could tell us the truth. It's your choice.
Right. Okay. Well, I'll take a peek. How's that?
Okay. Very good. Thank you. We have an action item for Holly. If in the end we don't comment and no one else does, I won't grieve over it, but I really think we should try to understand what it is we're not commenting on. Lastly, there is a new draft report. Yes, go ahead, whoever that is.
Sorry, this is Heidi. Just quickly, I do note that the staff person responsible for that public comment is Krista Popek, and I'm happy to send her a quick note asking her to just outline a little bit more of what this public comment is about.
Well, or what is the registration? They seem to be saying this is a registration platform so that they can get authentication tickets or coupons or something from registrars. I would just sort of like to know what it is they're authenticating. Just out of curiosity. So if Krista can answer without simply repeating the part that I couldn't understand in the text, yes, that would be nice.
Okay, so I will follow up with her, and Holly, I will let you know. I'll CC you in on that, and then we can let the ALT know if that's okay.
CC me as well, just in case
it
means anything to me. Olivier, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks very much, Alan. Sorry, but I'm not speaking. And it seems that the .moi, and I don't even know whether it's .moi or .moi, or whatever it is, they're authenticating something which they have not published what the authentication is about. In other words, it seems to me that it's some kind of an authentication platform to find out if a registrant is able to register a specific domain name. So it's an authentication platform for that. So if you had, for example, a public interest commitment that was only for registered doctors, let's say, so they could use this process by saying, well, there's a way to authenticate doctors, and so we've got a platform that's going to do that.
But it's a platform only for this TLD.
It's only for this TLD, correct, and it could well be that it's a first start on this. What I think it means, though, is that it would imply that registrars would probably have to run this specific authentication platform, and that might be something which registrars are objecting to as a matter of rule, if you want. I'm not sure, but it seems to be something like that. It doesn't say at all anywhere what the actual eligibility requirements are for the .moi, and it says that those will be posted publicly before the .moi sunrise period begins.
Okay.
I think it might be of help if we could get some explanation on this, because it's particularly cryptic. I have a feeling, and this is just a hunch, that this could well be some kind of an authentication platform that Amazon might wish to market to other operators in the future. And that's somehow a bit of a game changer in some way.
Well, there's also reference to the services, the software is available from a multitude of other vendors. All right, Olivier has added himself to the troika of people trying to understand what this is. Heidi, is that a new hand?
No, sorry, old hand.
Okay. Yes, go ahead, Giovanni.
Okay, thank you. May I speak now?
Yes, sir. Okay.
Yes,
if you're trying to speak on the items item number B, let's finish what we have right now, and then we'll go back to you.
Okay.
If you can try to hold on.
Okay.
By the way,
I am saying that because my line cut very often. So if you
You've convinced me, Tijani. So, by the way, Tijani, last time your line dropped, you went into an endless loop repeating the same statement, which happened a few weeks ago. So I don't know why it only happens to you.
I don't know neither. Okay.
But after you've said the same thing three times, we figure out it's a loop.
Okay, go ahead. You're talking about geographic reasons first.
Very briefly. I we received a lot of comments from our community, and this is very encouraging. My only concern is that some of those comments are not focused on the mission of our working group. It means that we need to read the proposal to say if we are okay with the proposal or not, and if we are not okay with it, what are the alternatives? So I am receiving a lot of comments which are more or less related to the region, but with which doesn't give any proposal or the alternatives. So please try to make it like this. I will try to summarize everything I received. I will propose you very soon the first draft, but if you want to help me, please give very practical proposals so that I can include them in the first draft.
Tijani, if you want to have someone to bounce this off of in terms of how to politely turn back some of the comments, I would be glad to work with you. We can set up a Skype chat for 30 minutes or something, perhaps, and go over them if that makes
very
it easier
good.
For you.
Thank you very much, Alan.
I suspect I know where the comments are coming from, and I understand the difficulty in responding.
Very good.
We have Olivier and then Cheryl.
Sorry, there was an alt hand.
Cheryl?
Thanks, Alan. Cheryl, for the record. I'm putting on my chair of this working group act. We're not interested in redelegating and looking from a public comment for input point of view. This is the opportunity that the board has before it signs off, just to see what community thinks. Particularly, I recommended this extended period of public comment because it had been such a long time since we'd done extensive public commentary before. I suspect, Tijani, that some of what you're getting in is repetition from what came in earlier, and perhaps one way of going forward would be just to note that and reflect back that sentiments that had been previously outlined, for example, blah, 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 are also of concern to some of our community, blah, blah, blah. But the only thing that will happen if significant proportions of the ICANN community are concerned about the, hard-wrought and quite reasonable outcomes from this review, where we have suggesting a number of ways forward, including for small island states, it would be for us to stop, throw it all out, start again, and there will be nothing happening for another 3 to 5 years. That is not something I would be looking forward to.
Tijani, are all of the comments you've received on the wiki, or are they separate?
No. I have only 2 comments on the wiki, but I have received before several comments that I have already put together, and I have them all on the same document.
Okay, but if I go to the wiki, can I see a summary of all of the comments?
No, you'll see only 2 comments.
Can you put the other combined one as an entry on the wiki? Then Cheryl can look at it, and I can look at it.
I will do.
Thank you very much. Let us both know when they're there, and we'll take. I'm volunteering Cheryl to take a glance, and I'll take a glance as well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Cheryl, for volunteering.
Cheryl, for your information, I was about to contact you, because you are a member of the working group and because you may help. So thank you for volunteering.
Tijani, it's not that I'm a member of the working group. I am the chair of this working group.
From the days when we didn't have co-chairs.
End, it was my recommendation to the board that we have this public comment period at all.
We may regret that.
Okay.
All right, Tijani, the second item with that doesn't have your name on it, but normally has your name on it, is a comment on the operating budget and plan.
Yes.
Would you like your name on it?
I would like, yes, I would like to. What is, you, what is the deadline, please?
I don't know. Anyone know what the deadline is? It isn't written on the doc in the document.
Wasn't it mid-April?
I don't know. It's, we could hypothesize,
Alan,
or we could get facts.
Alan, let me see what is the deadline, and if it is possible, I will. I would like to take the to hold the pen for it.
Yeah, it would be nice if we actually knew what the deadline is before we finish this call.
Yes. Hi, this is Heidi. I will get that deadline for you ASAP.
Well, I will get the deadline immediately.
I'm on the public comment page, and
close date is the 30th of April. We have a little over a month.
Okay.
Okay, it works. It works.
Okay. Thank you, Tijani. Can we note Tijani as the assigned person on that one? And, of course, anyone else who would like to work with him or make comments, please talk to Tijani. All right. I think we're down to the last one on item E. We are running significantly over time at this point. The last one is something that is non-trivial. It's the new GTLD program safeguards to mitigate DNS, and I presume that's actually DNS abuse, not DNS, not to mitigate the DNS. Not quite sure what that means, but it sounds scary.
Yep.
To mitigate DNS abuse, yes, the word abuse is omitted from that text. I would guess Julia is the one we should be talking to on that one, but she is not with us today. Does anyone else have any interest on looking at that? Someone who actually has the time to do it, though, please. The deadline is the 25th of April. It's moderately far out, but I suspect it is a critical paper. Can you put down an action item to ask Julie to look at it? When is she available? Is she still on vacation?
Hi, Alan. This is Heidi. Yes, I suspect she is.
Okay.
But we will get that to her.
Okay, if we can ask her if she has any comments, but it should come from someone else also. The person with the most DNS experience in this group is Olivier, but we're piling a lot of things on your plate, and I feel somewhat guilty about asking you to do another one, unless you already plan to have planned to look at that on your own. Is Olivier still with us?
He is, yes. He's just crumbling under the load.
Well, I'm not asking you to do it unless you think you're actually going to be able to and want to on your own. I'm conscious of the things that we have on your schedule right now, which are time sensitive.
It's only the tip of the iceberg.
I know.
Yeah, I'll pass on this.
Okay.
Possible.
Let's hear from Julie, and then we'll proceed from there. All right, next item on the agenda is CWG-CCWG status. There was a timeline discussed at the last meeting of the CCWG in Marrakesh. And that's the timeline under which we're going to be writing, reviewing, and proofreading and whatever the bylaws. I tried valiantly to find that timeline on the wiki, and I couldn't. Cheryl, can you remind us when we were expecting the bylaws from the lawyers and when the group of CCWG leaders was supposed to be turning them around?
We are currently looking at the first drafts that have come out from ICANN Legal as we speak. I believe both Sid Lee Austin and ICANN Legal are entrenched in a room, preferably without any access to water or public conveniences until such times as they agree on everything, and are looking at the drafting so it will be in a condition for us to take to the next CCWG meeting, which won't be this week, it will be next.
Now, since the meeting in May tonight was cancelled, does that mean we've slipped on this schedule?
No, that's why I said not this week, the next.
Oh, okay, so it wasn't planned to be delivered tonight.
The meeting this today would be saying exactly what I said to you. We still have the lawyers locked in a room.
Okay.
But the leadership / implementation team have seen the drafting from ICANN Legal. We've seen the interim responses from Sibley, and we are relatively happy that what comments we have made in terms of where we thought some clarity needed to be put into their mutually understanding of what we intended, that has been heard. We just now need to see what text comes out of that.
Okay. Those interactions between the lawyers and the leadership team were supposed to be on a public mailing list. Did I not get added to it, or did I miss it, or is it not on a public mailing list?
As far as I know, it is on a public mailing list, and more importantly, the draft bylaws has already gone out to the CCWG and the CWG.
Okay, then I'm just not paying attention. That's not an unexpected result. Anyone else? Olivia, you have your hand up. Is that on this or something else?
Yeah, thanks, Alan. It's Olivia speaking. I was going to mention exactly what Cheryl said. The bylaws, the draft with a red line also and with a punch list have now been shared with the CWG stewardship. I don't know about the CCWG, but certainly it's on the CWG stewardship. And I will forward this email to the INA Issues Working Group as we speak
right now.
So we can have a good look at them. But I do believe that we are slipping a little bit, because I thought that these were supposed to arrive in our mailbox on Friday, not today. So
it is and it isn't. And can I suggest, as much as we appreciate any feedback that the IANA Stewardship Working Group might give us on this, we are not relitigating the text here. We are simply making sure that the text, which is their business, legal business, actually is a accurate implementation of what we intended. So, for heaven's sake, we're not interested in dotting I's, crossing T's, and whether it should be a V or a vowel, or individual insert certain people's names, personal and non-legally trained opinion on what should or shouldn't happen in California law. What we are interested in is, as this reads, does it reflect the intentions of the final report?
Yeah, I think that's well understood, despite the fact that other people will try to make it into something else.
And
any other comments on item number 4, CWG, CCWG status?
Alan, if I may, just to update you, the CWG implementation working group call from however many hours ago that was, you probably just want to let them know that we've had the first of those meetings and we'll be having two a week at least for the next few weeks.
Does that mean I missed the meeting? Because it wasn't on my agenda.
I don't think you led any of the BTs.
I did.
Well, yes, you missed a meeting. Bad news.
Then we better make sure that I find out why I missed the meeting, because there wasn't anything on my agenda. We'll deal with that separately. Thank you.
It was a good call, and we will continue to be working, but it's all to make sure that staff have an opportunity to be quite sure that what they're implementing is, in fact, an accurate representation of our expectations.
Well, there's one issue, and that is the whether IANA staff is divided and whether ICANN is subcontracting the work to PTI for the numbers and the protocols community.
There's about 9 issues that we listed in today's meeting, and we got through, I think, a very important and substantive discussion with firm recommendations on how, in both an interim and then an ongoing manner, the two non-representational directors of PTI should be appointed. In other words, the ones that in the documentation suggest should be appointed by a nominating committee. Obviously, it can't be this year's nominating committee because we haven't tasked them with doing it. So we came up with a situation for an interim appointment, which on the table is a proposal for the interim appointment to be the two co-chairs of CWG, i.e. one from CCNSO and one from GNSO, through Jonathan and Lee, to be appointed in an interim situation until the 2016 nominating committee, the nominating committee putting people in for 2017 can go through a normal process and find two independent directors to fit the bill based on a criteria that is established by the customer community, which would be, of course, either CCNSO and the GNSO. That was the main piece of work. The second piece of work, just to bring you up to speed, was the beginning of the discussion on various aspects of budget, etc., and we've clearly delineated what will be maintained as DTO work and what will be going in through the implementation work.
Yeah, the point... Thank you. The point I was going to make is in the congressional hearings last week, several people reiterated in no uncertain terms that the protocol and parameter, the protocol and numbers communities work would be done by PTI under subcontract from ICANN, which is not what was being discussed by ICANN people.
Not what those two communities had asked for in their proposals to ICG. But this is implementation, and we are including the leadership of all of those communities, and indeed now as of today, hopefully get some input from ICG leaders as well, so that we can help sort some of that out.
Okay, thank you. Next item is the ICANN 55 review. First of all, a very quick review of any action items that came out that need the attention of the ALT from ICANN 55. Heidi, can I ask you to do that?
Hi, Alan. Yes. So let's begin. I've put the link to the action items in the chat,
yep,
so you can go through them. So from the ALT meeting on Saturday, that the ROPs need to be corrected for board director selection process before the end of the year, so we have a bit of time. And then to add to the next ALAC agenda, which will now be in April, to the item of sensitive TLDs, accountability, and future land.
There'll be also an item on that later on in this meeting also.
Okay, also under the strategy meeting on Saturday, I'm to invite Renalia to the next ALAC meeting. Yes, under the ALAC GAC meeting on the 8th, the item of ALT to review the transcript and recording of the ALAC GAC joint meeting and put together a white paper that answers the GAC questions with regard to how ALAC solicits regional advice and others.
I'm trying to remember that, and I'm drawing a complete blank. Does anyone recall exactly what what that was? Clearly I can look at the transcript, but no one remembers.
Yeah, just repeat it again, Alan. What did Heidi say specifically? Because I wasn't saying that.
So the ALT ALT will review the transcripts reporting of the ALAC GAC joint meeting and put together a white paper that answers the GAC something or other questions with regard to how ALAC solicits regional advice.
Okay.
And
this is Heidi.
Okay.
So I believe during the discussion, the GAC was asking how the ALAC solicits regional advice. Regional advice. Actually, it wasn't regional advice. It was basically the policy process, I thought.
It was.
It was on the policy process, Cheryl. Is that what you're saying?
Asking, how do we get input from the regions around the world?
And can
that
I suggest, Heidi, when we respond to this paper, if you don't mind, Alan, that we go back to the excellent flowchart work that was done in, I'm thinking it was our drafting team B, if not D, from in the post-review period when we looked at that and put it in non-linguistically limited flowcharts and documentation.
Yes, sorry, Cheryl, that was from Dev. I recall this, yeah. Okay.
Okay. Heidi, if you can find any documentation we have and provide it to the ALT, and then we'll decide where to go from there.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Sylvia, if you could, note that, please. Then moving on, and this refers to an item on today's agenda. The ALAC is to convene a teleconference to review the white paper on General Assemblies and Summits. General Assemblies and Summits as soon as possible post Marrakesh.
We'll defer that till we get to that item next.
Okay. And then there was one that was completed, and that was David Olive to follow up with the ACSO chairs regarding the item on the PICS, and there was a call on that.
Okay,
thank you.
Item done. Next issue is the review, revitalization, termination, whatever, on working groups. I need a volunteer on that. If we simply are going to discuss this on an ad hoc basis with the ALAC, we are never going to get anywhere. I would like somebody, either in this group or if you can identify someone outside of this group who we can actually get to deliver something quickly, to go through a list of all of our working groups, subcommittees, task forces, whatever.
Oh, God.
You know, give an indication of how healthy they are. If they're not healthy, make a recommendation on what we do on it. That is, disband, put into abeyance, revitalize, find a new chair, and a new mission. Sorry, someone said something, but I couldn't hear it. Tell who.
Write her name down. It was Maureen saying she was.
Maureen, thank you.
Maureen, put her hand up.
Maureen said, I will work with Heidi. Done. Thank you. And I will be glad to work with you as well if you have any intermediate products to look at. Lastly, the ALS criterion expectations. We got through about a quarter of our agenda on that in meeting. We never got back to it because we just ran out of time. I think we're going to need a document, a cleaner document created, and then a special purpose call scheduled as soon as possible. So there should be an action item for me to clean up the document, and then we'll schedule a call and try to come to closure on some of this. So action item for me on the document, and an action item following that to schedule a call. That's ALT, regional leaders, and anyone else who wants to participate.
Yep.
Anything else anyone wants to discuss on the on ICANN 55?
Alan, if I may?
Yeah, go ahead.
Not as a matter of urgency, but a matter that I'd like to make sure we, probably by the end of April, put some thought and pen to paper in. You did pass a resolution in support of trying to find a way from a community perspective to ensure a safer environment for all those attending ICANN public meetings. There are a number of excellent ideas that I've heard around the corridors. It would behoove us, if nowhere else, to perhaps start putting some of that together on a wiki page, which we could then encourage NCSG and others of particular interest, including GAC, etc., to contribute to. Obviously, ICANN board is taking the matter of some form of policy and guidelines as regards to an aspect of human rights which many people would define as various forms of sexual harassment. But it is important not to let it drop but we also want to make sure it's done in a thoughtful, intelligent and globally sensitive way that works.
Any further comments on that? I'm taking no comments as being in agreement.
And obviously I would like to help on that, but it's certainly not in my near future. But it needs to be on the board.
You must have some spare time, Cheryl. No comment. I actually have one other item which I neglected to put on the agenda. I found that we've sort of left that meeting without having wrapped it up.
Yep.
The exceedingly rushed and made more rushing because of the problems with the physical room and the refreshments on our last morning, which basically took away all time we had to discuss the meeting or do any planning for post-meeting.
Yep.
I found that exceedingly unsatisfying. Am I the only one?
No.
Is it worth putting up a big fuss for the B meeting to do something on the morning following the close of the meeting, like we used to do? We have a tick from Holly. We have a tick. We have two ticks from Holly, but it moved on my screen. Does anyone else care? Cheryl thinks, agrees. Is it worth putting in an extra half day or day of your life so that we leave that meeting with some idea of where we're going and what we're doing? I'm going to take the lack of net crosses as implying that people are supporting it. If anyone is not supporting it, please either say so now, or I see your hand up, Holly, or talk to me privately. We have general agreement. Heidi, go ahead.
This is Heidi. I'm sure you all are aware of that meeting B, as well as all meetings, have the policy of no meetings outside the parameters. So the Friday at the end would likely not be granted, given that you would have Thursday morning to have your ALT meeting. So, you know, those are my comments on that. I'm aware that there is some discussion of a possible sometime on the Sunday prior for an ALT. But I know that that's to be determined as well.
I guess my only comment is, if they were really talking about a group of seven people as opposed to the whole membership and the whole participants in that meeting, then they didn't make it, number one, very clear. Number two, I am presuming if the board wants to meet early, the board will meet early. I have that on good authority. And if the board can have reasons for meeting outside of the windows, I don't see why other small groups cannot have similar requirements. I don't mind making the request and telling me no. I want it in writing. If I sound somewhat ornery, it's because I am. No more comments. Next item, safeguards, picks. If you recall the way this was left following the board meeting, with the board ALAC meeting, is Shireen had suggested he will try to put together a small group to discuss the next steps, that he would prefer... he and the board would prefer not to have a new committee spun off, and to see if there is a way that we could ensure that either the CCT review team and or the GNSO PDP ensured that the work would get done. There was a call scheduled with the chairs of the GNSO, the GAC, and the ALAC. And in fact, apparently in one of the things leading up to the meeting, it said you could invite other people. I missed that. James did invite Donna. She didn't actually participate in the call, but she was listening in on it. And I would have done that the same with Olivier, who was the other main person, except I didn't know it. The call was scheduled in an exceedingly curious way. An invitation went out to a meeting without any mention of what the meeting was for. It was then followed up with a description of the meeting, which, among other things, said that the ALAC had requested that a CCWG be created to evaluate the PICs and the GTLDs. So James on the call reacted strongly to say the GNSO would not accept the fact that a CCWG be created. So I said, but that isn't what we asked for. And then someone pointed out that is what the invitation said, the second invitation, not the one I saw. So it was a somewhat disjoint conversation with people talking a little bit at odds with each other. There will be a summary of the discussion highlighting what was said that will be coming out in the next day or so, and that will be distributed. And there also will be a letter sent to the PDP and to the CCT, which will be distributed as soon as the board signs off on it. And I feel moderately comfortable with where we are right now. One of the things I highlighted, which we didn't successfully do in our previous discussions, and I realized it along the way, is you know that the registries and registrars keep on saying, show me the harms. And that completely ignores the fact that there were a sizable number of TLDs that did implement voluntary verifications or other methods. And those need to be studied by the group as well. It's not just the ones that didn't do anything, but the ones that did do something. The real end point is, in the next round, assuming there is one, we should not be in a point where an applicant blindly applies for something and doesn't realize there may be an expectation of extra verification because of the sensitivity of their TLD. And that may well end up mapping to an expert panel deciding what is needed for any given TLD or something like that. But anyway, that's where we stand right now. There will be some documents coming out in the next day or so, and it is moving ahead. So the formal action we took with the board does seem to this point have kicked in and will hopefully result in something happening. And I think something relatively realistic at this point. Any comments on that? Olivier, there's a comment in the chat. Is that something relevant to this?
Completely irrelevant.
Okay, then I won't read. Then I won't read it. The GA, next item, number 7, GA Summit White Paper. Where are we, Olivier?
Yeah, it's Olivier Capanablanc speaking. We haven't moved much. I have had to deal with a few other things in the past week. I am, tomorrow or the day after, I'm going to spend much time on there. I've waited also for, I have corresponded with Dave on changing the table into a timeline, but Dave has also been on holiday, and I believe that I think he's just come back yesterday. I have to check with him. But he's, I've certainly shared the document with him for us to work on a graphical timeline, perhaps. On the rest, on the comments that you've made and the comments that Heidi has made, as I said, I'll try tomorrow or the day after. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Heidi, I noticed in the chat you put that the optics will be the ALT can't work within the guidelines that everyone else has to use. I note that staff gets there a day early, and some staff stays there a day late. I guess staff can't work within the guidelines either.
Well, I'm willing to engage in discussion with you beyond, offline.
I'm willing to do that also. You put that in the chat. I couldn't resist answering it, though.
Okay.
Tijani, go ahead.
Thank you, Alan. Olivier, thank you very much for accepting to replace the table by the timeline, graphical timeline. it is a very good idea, and I am sure it will be more accepted and more, let's say, more read by the board members rather than the complicated table. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else on this item? Seeing nothing, then let us go on to the next item. The next item is a prep one for the ALAC April meeting. I decided that there was a meeting tentatively scheduled for tomorrow, and I decided that it was really too close to the ICANN meeting, and we hadn't done enough real prep for this meeting, so I deferred this meeting, canceled the March teleconference, and the next one will be in April. If anyone has any items now or in the next couple of weeks that they want to make sure is on the ALAC agenda, please let me know, me and or Heidi know. I noticed there's still a chat going on the item that we decided not to talk about anymore. We are now on to an in-camera session. I don't believe there is anyone on this call who is not normally on an in-camera session. And could we restart the recording, please?
Hi, Ellen. This is Ishan speaking. The recording has been restarted.
Okay. Thank you very much. The ALT has met in closed session. We were discussing the candidates and potential candidates for a number of positions, and there are no decisions were taken and no action is required because of our discussions. Any other business? I believe Tijani said he had one. Any other business?
Yes, I have one.
Go ahead.
Thank you very much. Alan, as you know, in Marrakesh, no one from ALAC attended the budget meeting, the budget workshop. And this is really unfortunate. I spoke with Xavier, and he agreed that we may have a call, a specific call with ALAC or with the budget and finance subcommittee to make the same presentation he made in the workshop and to have the discussion with him. Do you agree with that?
You don't need my agreement, but I certainly agree.
Okay, thank you very much. So if the ALT agree, I will write to him and ask him to make a deadline for us so that we agree on a date and time to make this call.
That's fine with me. Just copy staff, please.
Thank you very much. Okay,
thank
I will do.
Thank you, Tijani. Anything else on other business?
No.
Hearing nothing, seeing nothing, I thank you all for your attention. I thank you for a good meeting, and I adjourn this meeting. Thank you.
Thanks,
Heidi,
thanks everyone.
Bye. Heidi, can we talk on Skype for a few minutes now?
Thanks, Alan.
Yes. Yes, Alan. Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
The meeting has been adjourned. Thank you for your participation. The audio will now be disconnected. Thank you.